Hello, folks. This is Alicia Norris-Jones, a.k.a. Immortal Milk. Welcome to Titania, a collaborative cheese board done between myself and Local Foods Chicago. I'm so stoked for you guys to try this. Almost everything on the board has been produced within 150 miles of Chicago, making this the first truly local board that I've done in my career. And when I say truly local, I actually mean 99%, with the exception of Marcona almonds, which do come from Spain. Everything else has been made in the Midwest. So as you eat your butter, your cheese, your pickles, and your jam, think about the fact that your neighbors made this. And I will think about you, and I hope that all of you are healthy, wealthy, and thriving during this Mother's Day weekend, whether or not you are celebrating it. And again, thank you so much for picking this up. So to jump right into it, let's talk about your cheeses. First up, we have Green Dirt Farms Dirt Lover. This is going to be an ash-ripened sheep's milk cheese hailing from Missouri. Pasteurized, this cheese has notes of buttered popcorn, cooked cabbage, and cream. Definitely take a little bite of the rind. You'll get a bit of earth, limestone, and lemon from it. And I do implore you in your future cheese eating explorations to really just sniff and kind of experience the rind of each cheese that you guys, especially if it's natural. I don't want you to eat wax, but I do want you to begin to get a sense of the place that your cheeses would like were made in. Think of cheese rind as similar to a cork from a wine bottle. You sniff a cork to really get a sense of how the wine has been living in the past couple of months and where it was made. It's the same thing with cheese. Next, we have Jacobs and Britchford's Amarabella. This is going to be a washed raw cow's milk cheese from Indiana, made in the style of Taleggio or really other northern Italian washed rind cheeses. Where Taleggio can have a lot of like light mushroom notes, I would say that Amarabella is big, beefy, and egg custardy. This cheese can have a very pungent aroma, which might scare some people off. And I would say that this would make the Amarabella one of the more challenging cheeses on the plate. But it's way more mild than you think it might be. Definitely match this with your rhubarb jam on your cheese board. I love washed rind cheeses and their interaction with like more acidic jams. And this is a great pairing. Next, we have Capriol's Piper's Pyramid. Piper's Pyramid is one of my favorite cheeses in the world. And I know I'm not being like radical when I say that. Like, it's everyone loves this. It is going to be a pasteurized goat's milk cheese made in the shape of a truncated pyramid. If you look at the rind, it's going to be both white and a little red. That redness is coming from smoked paprika that the makers of Capriol have sprinkled both on the rind itself and done a little bit of line of paprika in the middle of the cheese. When it's young, this cheese can have a lot of like bright lemon notes and flavors that we normally associate with Chev, but as it gets older, you're going to get a lot more mushroom and butter. So it really just depends on the wheel that your mongers at Local Foods have given you. Next, we have Hidden Springs Okooch Mountain. This is going to be a raw sheep's milk cheese hailing from Wisconsin. Okooch has been made in the same vein as Gruyere, so it is pressed, cooked, and washed. Where Gruyere can have onion notes to it, I get a lot of white sugar and fruit from Okooch, and I would say that's like from the sheep's cheese. I think this is so approachable and so lovely with, again, jam and the pickles on your plate. If you have any like good mustard laying around, I would definitely grab that as well. Finally, we have Deer Creek's Blue Jay. This is going to be a super creamy blue cheese hailing from Wisconsin. It's pasteurized and has been studded with crushed juniper berries, which I have never seen in a cheese before. The juniper lends a cooling, herbaceous note, I want to say, to the whole cheese. And I would say that like a gin and tonic or a Pimm's cup would be the perfect pairing for this. Please keep buying this. I've never seen it. It's so cool. Deer Creek, I love you. Finally, the accompaniments for your plate. We have pickled golden beets and garlic scapes from Central Pickling, Wisconsin's Bushel and Peck's ginger rhubarb jam, wholesome honey from Wholesome Honey, their Driftless Region edition, Marcona almonds, spring crudité, and today that's going to be purple ninja radishes, English peas, and watermelon radish. And finally, spring rant butter with dill, basil, and dehydrated lemon. And as a final note, I would love for you to eat your spring crudité with butter. It's delicious. I'm sorry that I've somehow made vegetables a bit more unhealthy. And yeah, the traditional French pairing. Thank you so much for coming through and picking up a plate from us. I hope you have a great weekend.